Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Emoji Moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right. So we both have plans to go see the BTS Movie Week movies. We are both going to go see The Most Beautiful Moment in Life on stage epilogue. I am thrilled to be going to see this just because I have not seen this concert at all. So I'm excited to see just like little baby BTS performing on stage, but this is also when they were like, this isn't the Red Bullet tour. This is when they're a little bit more developed. They have a little bit more success. We have major hits like I Need You and Run and Dope and Fire. And it's just going to be back when these songs were new. Like these were the new songs that they had that they were showing. And now these songs are just like those either encore stages songs or the songs that get their own like little medley because they're not the new stuff. So it'll be really neat to see them back in the day performing these songs as if they're like the first times that they're performing it.
Yeah, like as really the cool full tour set list. I'm equally excited because like you, I haven't seen this concert either. You know, this tour happens like a couple years before we were fans, and getting the opportunity to like experience it for the first time makes me so excited because I feel like with BTS, there's not a lot of new that we haven't experienced. We have sought out every opportunity to see their concerts ever since we've been fans, and we've, you know, heavily kept up with them. So getting to experience this tour, this iconic, incredible tour, where I feel like this is where they really solidified their sound as who they are as a group with these albums and this tour, I am just so excited to see it. So you get to see it a couple days before me. You're seeing it this week on Wednesday, right?
On Wednesday with my sister, we're gonna go together.
Sounds so fun. I'm gonna see it next Sunday with Jeremy, and I just have to like expose him to what their concerts are like. I was like, it's not gonna be anything like their concert in person, but like you can at least get a feel for why we love them so much and why they're so
their
incredible.
Their stage presence, their energy, absolutely.
Their history.
It's a total aspect of BTS that like he hasn't really been exposed to yet. So I love that he's going to go with you. What a supportive boyfriend.
I know, right? Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Tell him just he needs to embrace the army boyfriend life, you know?
Yeah. I haven't even told him about how normally when you go to a BTS movie, like armies are giving out freebies and everybody is so nice. And it's just like this amazing community meetup of ARMY. Like, he has no idea about it. I don't think I'm going to tell him, just so he can, like, experience it and just go into it blind and just hopefully just wowed by the ARMY community, because they're, I mean, seriously the best people. So
have him go in with no expectation for sure and just experience it.
That's the plan.
Well, anyways, hope you all are having good luck with your Tiny Tan meal collections. Like I said, mine is a little bit on halt here, but
I have officially completed my throwback set.
I mean,
I was supposed to see Bethany this past weekend. I ended up getting sick, so I didn't go to Kansas City to see you, but you still have my Jungkook that I still have dibs on. But this past week, I was able to get Jin from a Happy Meal, which was the only other one that I was missing. So I'm very excited. I have that set complete.
Congrats. Must feel
good. Thank you. I'm so excited. Now that it's literally the mic drop ones, as the day that we're recording this, they come out tomorrow. Like, we're like the hunt starts all over again.
I feel like I need all of those. Those are the ones that I'm really dying for, is the mic drop edition. The encore edition.
I really want those ones too. Also, the BTS Funko Pops, that's honoring their solo work, comes out on October 4th is their release date, and I just pre-ordered all of them for myself because I remember telling you I wanted to get those for myself. I think that they are so cool. So I will have quite the collection of little mini BTS figurines by the end of all of this. I'll have like 3 full sets. So very excited about that.
Amazing. Also, one last thing. Did you see that Yoongi posted on Instagram? Like an actual post?
Yes. What? No.
It was him in it looks like a backstage area. Like, it's all concrete, and he's standing on top of like what looks like a cart that you would use to like push music, like speakers and stuff on, just like sound equipment. I'm just amazed. Like, I can't remember the last time he posted on Instagram. Like, actually, not just like, he didn't just put on his story, like he actually made a formal post. Let me go.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
The last time he's like holding a guitar. Yes. The last time he posted on Instagram was August 24th, 2023.
That's crazy. Pre-service.
Yeah. You can see his shadow on the walls, which is really cool. And then he's playing an electric guitar, which is just dope.
Immediately.
Yeah, he just looks really cool.
It's giving amygdala. Like,
it is giving amygdala.
That's the immediate visual that I get from seeing that kind of like grungy concept, especially with the guitar. I wonder if he's like recording any like special sessions or special release, you know, something like that to hold us over. Please, Yoongi. Yeah.
What a blessing.
Cool. Oh my gosh, I did not see that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we are excited to dive into today's episode, not talking about anything that we did just talk about, but we are going to get into some new concept theories here. So stick around to dive in.
Emoji moment from Sadie, who writes, "I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Ameth, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Like Kayla was saying, today we are diving in to some concept theories and album theories. There has been a lot of potential spoilers out there, especially with RM's most recent birthday V-Live or Weverse Live that he did. And so we are just really excited to theorize. We ended up getting super into this research. This wasn't what we were originally going to talk about. We were just going to talk about the most recent Weverse Lives. But then we saw all of the discourse from all of the armies about these concepts that we think are pretty likely that this could be the direction BTS is going.
And really, like, when we were watching RM's live, there was a line that he said that immediately stuck out to us. Even before we saw the army, we're talking about things related to it. We're like, whoa, hold on.
What was that? Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, everyone's been talking about it. So we're really excited where this episode, like how it developed, and just to dive into some theories for the first time in what feels like forever.
Yes.
So before we get into it, we want to say thanks, Iconic, so much for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further, you can join us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about RM's Weverse Live. First of all, he looked so, so good. He was talking about how he just dyed his hair and cut his hair and like it is working for him. He talked about how much he has been in the gym trying to lose a little bit more weight and how, you know, it's being a little bit persistent, not really coming off. But he did take the opportunity to praise Taeyong. I saw a lot of people talking about that. Bethany, you mentioned that too, of just him being like, basically like, work V, you know, go on with your bad self, basically. Mm-hmm. He really, though, as far as what he talked about, of course, he was sharing appreciation for the fans for all of the warm birthday wishes. He talked about a few other people that have reached out to him for his birthday as well. But then he kind of talked about where he's at right now, where BTS are at in their album creation process and their plans and what they're working on. And one of the things that he talked about was that they have just been going through a lot and they're trying to figure out kind of how they're working, you know, and they have a good routine down. He's currently working on like vocals and arranging vocals is like his current process, which tells me like they're like in the thick of it right now with what they're working on as far as song production. Something else to note is that at the beginning of his live, he said, I'm going to be a bit of a tease today. And I don't think that he was just talking about like attractive being a tease. I think he was saying, I'm going to give teasers here.
Absolutely. Yeah,
for sure. And I know that we have definitely missed some teasers because we really hooked on to one. So after he said that, you know, he was recording and arranging vocals and that's what they're working on every day, he was talking about that it's just a whole new process for album creation because it's been so long and like they've all changed now since it's post-military. They've had so much time apart and they're having their own challenge finding who BTS is after all of this time. But right after that, he said the thing that really stood out to us.
Yes. So he goes on to say, quote, lots of burdens, heavy as the crown. Do you want to be king? And this, of course, stood out so much as potential lyrics to us and a tease of a concept, because the way that he delivers this, he goes into just, he's talking, and then randomly, it seems randomly, he starts to have this more rhythmic sound in how he delivers these lines, saying, lots of burdens, heavy as the crown, do you want to be king? And he, like, even pauses. It's super rhythmic. Right. And it sounds like lines from a rap verse. Mm-hmm. And this idea of, like, a heavy crown, the burden of a crown is nothing exactly new to us, especially with Namjoon. We've heard him kind of allude to this Shakespeare quote, which is heavy as the head that wears the crown. Specifically, what it made me think of is Namjoon spoke about this particular quote in a 2023 KBS interview for Indigo. And he ended up saying, quote, the one who wears the crown bears the crown. But many people can imagine how heavy that crown is for BTS. And he goes on to say, I want to accept my destiny rather than feel uncomfortable about this heavy crown. And saying that I am feeling blue and tired, I wanted to show that I'm facing my fate head on. And so he has specifically talked a lot about just the weight of a crown and the heaviness of the crown specifically for BTS. And so for him in this 2025 RM birthday live, for him to be rhythmically saying lots of burdens, heavy as the crown, do you want to be king? It feels a little too spot on that, okay, he is totally teasing what is to come with this new album.
especially the way that he does it, like he's talking kind of about the challenges that they're going through throughout this creation process. And then the way he slips this in, like you said, it's so rhythmic. And he's even between the two lines before saying, "Do you want to be king?" He kind of like bobs his head, which to me comes across that it's like he can hear the music in his mind that he was listening to in the studio earlier as he was delivering this line. Like, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if this, like, were a lyric or from his verse, not like a hook of a song, but just something that he's putting in there.
Even if he talked about that he's doing the vocal arrangements. And mm-hmm, so that's true. I go to him making demos of different ways to sing this song, or, you know, I could totally see him coming off of his work and going into this Weverse Live and it's still in his mind. And in the midst of this live, he delivers these lines again.
Yeah.
In a way that he's feeling the rhythm and trying to see what is going to be best in terms also, of the vocal arrangement for it.
This is very early on in the live too, like within 15 minutes of the live starting, and the first like 5 minutes or so is him just kind of like bopping around waiting for people to join. So it's like, I think it's intentionally put at the beginning of this because he knows that he wants to tease it. And so he said it when he could early on to make sure that he got that teaser out
right after he said he was going to be a tease.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, we feel like there's a lot of evidence that this is teasing a lyric or a concept overall, and so that's really what we want to dive into. We'll talk about some other theories here that have come up throughout this process, but this is the main one that really sparked our interest today.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a lot about just the crown and what it means when he's saying lots of burdens, heavy as the crown, do you want to be king? So we're going to be diving a little bit into that. What really is striking to me is that a crown can be interpreted in a lot of ways. It's this very regal, prestigious, just all these expensive jewels within this crown that's bestowed upon someone with a lot of power. And so I just want to kind of think about with you, Kayla, just like how to interpret or different ways to interpret.
Yeah.
Or how they can take crown as a theme or a concept and where they can go with it. So does the weight of the crown symbolize the burdens and sacrifices it took to gain the crown? Like, are we talking about their struggles that they went through, their youth that they lost, all of the sacrifices, the lack of sleep, just the blood, sweat, and tears mm-hmm. to get and gain this crown? Or does it symbolize like the weight and pressures of being on top of the music industry and being seen as leaders in K-pop? Like, this is where I really think about, like, a lot of our past episodes we've talked about this. I feel that there is so much pressure for them to keep doing more and to keep doing better, and the expectations are so unrealistically high. How do they ever meet those expectations? How do they continue to exceed those expectations? And then also just with this being a symbol of responsibility too, and always feeling like they need to be doing the right thing or being in the best interest of others.
Yeah. And I feel like we'll dive more into it too as we continue to discuss throughout this episode, just with the different crown connections that we've seen throughout their history. But I feel like it can be any one of these things or all of these things. And I would love to see a crown concept from them where they're utilizing the symbol of the crown in all of these different ways to not only acknowledge their burden, but also kind of claim that they are on top, or, you know, claim how regal they are. So these are just good things to think about. I love these questions that you posed. I do want to dive in a bit to the history of BTS and crowns, because when we heard RM say that line, "Lots of burdens, heavy as the crown, do you want to be king?" I immediately was brought back to Map of the Soul 7 and Yoongi's Shadow music video and the song.
Yes.
First of all, in the song, lyrically, he says, "I want to be a king." He outwardly says it. as far as the music video goes, the music video, I remember we disseminated on all of the visual symbolism throughout that entire music video so much. It was so visually dense in all of the different things it was representing and conveying through the visuals. One of the things that came up multiple times are crowns drawn onto the screen, onto his head, flashing almost subliminally across the screen. And I mean, the song itself was about the burdens of flying too high, and you know how Yoongi himself has kind of exposing his shadow and like kind of his endless greed and never feeling satisfied with what they've done. And RM there in his potential lyrics, lots of burdens, he mentioned, you know, the concept of this burden along with the crown. We go back to Map of the Soul 7 too, because that's what we feel and what BTS have conveyed is like their last major work that they did before military service. Of course they did B. Of course they did the English singles. And yes, they definitely had Proof, the anthology, like you can't forget about Yet to Come, you know, being that single for that album. But Map of the Soul 7 was the last album that was like the planned concept.
It was the planned thematic concept. Yes.
You know, this is like our theme that we're going with, and like what after Map of the Soul 7 we had expected them to build off of that one and go to the next storyline from that, and then they were never really able to. So what we're wondering is if they're kind of going back to what they were thinking at that time, what they were maybe wanting to do, and step, you know, branching off from Map of the Soul 7, and if this concept of the crown came back up from those original lyrics in Yoongi's shadow.
Yeah. Which I think that's very likely.
Yeah.
I like you were saying too, in shadow it's hard not to notice those subliminal messages of a crown flashing across the screen. And with so much discussion around RM talking about this burden of the crown that they wear, it's a little too perfect that I do think that when they think about their last album being Map of the Soul 7, how can they not go back to that?
Yeah.
And that they potentially had ideas to go somewhere with, hey, yeah, I want to be king. Hey, we've got this crown. We know that Yoongi and Namjoon are the main writers on all of the BTS albums. And so for this to be Yoongi's, one of his solo songs, like surely this could have been brought to the table again as they're going in to create this new album.
Completely. Something else that we thought about, and this is a real deep cut, and Bethany was able to actually late last night find a tweet referencing it. Bethany, you're incredible. But this, I don't know.
I was deep. I was unable to sleep. Yeah.
But I don't know if you guys remember or were armies during this time, but back right after the Map of the Soul 7 era, there was a leak on Instagram. A jeweler posted on their Instagram crowns that they tagged BTS in. It was like crowns of thorns that they tagged BTS. They said custom for BTS crown of thorns, not for sale. And they had tagged BTS, and then real soon after, the tag was taken away and it was taken down. And at the time, they were saying that it was either a leak, but then, you know, it was also came out that they gave feedback on the crowns and those weren't what they wanted or what they were looking for. Like, they didn't want a crown of thorns. They wanted a different style of crown. So they were taken down. And then they were never, ever, ever seen again, never mentioned. I remember Bethany and I, like, I don't think we discussed on the podcast, but way back then we were like, whatever happened to those crowns? Like,
what happened to that? Yeah.
Literally what happened? Like, nothing came from them. And because we all fully expected there to be some sort of like Map of the Soul release, that like maybe an additional music video or some sort of concept photo or something that had the crowns. If you try to look for this now, like, it's incredible. Bethany found this tweet from literally February 2020, but it feels like HYBE scrubbed the freaking internet on this, because if you search for it, there's like literally like 20 photo search results at all on Google. I can't find anything on Reddit. It's incredible you found something on Twitter about this.
I know.
There's no, like, I feel like back then people were talking about this. There should be some sort of footprint online, and there is not.
There's no footprint.
There's literally nothing. There's no articles, nothing. Like, it's like Hybe was like, well, we are going to save these crowns for their next comeback, and we're going to scrub the internet of any proof and evidence that they ever existed. There's also something weird going on with BTS's account on YouTube with under Hybe, where all of the music videos are chronological until you hit Map of the Soul 7. And once you get to the end of Map of the Soul 7 music videos, it's all debut, random debut videos, like random releases where it literally says posted 12 years ago. And you have to scroll past a bunch of those to get to any other era. And it's like, if you were looking for Map of the Soul concept videos or teaser videos or anything that might have any of these motifs, they are so hard to find. They're
super hard to find. Usually we can go to Hybe and go to the YouTube channel and scroll back to find certain either like concept clips or teasers for music videos, teasers for albums. That's like a really like dead, like that is a source that we have always gone to.
Right.
And when we are like, where is this from? Where did it originate from? What year was it? We can almost always fall back on that. And when we went to go do that for Map of the Soul 7, it was like chronological, chronological, chronological. And then we hit Map of the Soul 7. And then all of a sudden, No More Dream is there. And then you find I Need You. And then you find We Are Bulletproof Pro 2. And you're like, what is happening? Why is it so disjointed after Map of the Soul 7?
So something happened in that space as well that kind of messed up the order of all of their YouTube videos there. And it just seems to be going back once again to Map of the Soul 7. This is where I'm feeling like where that Charlie Day meme with like all of the red string all over the board, because I'm like, but they're YouTube videos, but it's just like, it's all connected.
All connected.
And then let's talk about recent mentions of a crown, just talking about more of BTS's crown history. Very, very recently, posts on their Instagram story in Weverse, and this I think is what has gotten the rest of ARMY talking about what the heck is going on with these crowns, is like Taeyong posting and tagging RM and Jin in a selfie where he's holding a princess crown, like a costume dress up princess crown. RM posted a selfie of him wearing it. Jin on Weverse commented like, don't take it away, I'm the princess, like give me back the crown basically. And they're doing this enough that this is so out of the normal realm of BTS's behavior. Now, we've known members before in the past on, like, for example, Bangtan Bombs to be chaotic, you know, like Jin, like but just like on social media, touting this crown around is like too out there behavior that they wouldn't normally be doing, that just stands out so much. That makes it feel like a major teaser for where using this concept of crowns.
And Taeyong seems to be a strong source for all of the teasers. Like, if he's involved, assume that it's a spoiler. That's kind of what we've gotten from when they were all back together for their first OT7 Live after being discharged from the military. Taeyong was the designated spoiler. Right. And then the OT7 Beach Live, he was very suspicious. And now he has this crown that he's posting and pinning Jin and Namjoon against each other. And just reeling them into his spoilers and teasers. And whether or not he's the actual designated spoiler, who knows, but it comes off that way.
Yeah.
And he just really is the perfect member to be in charge of that and be given that job.
I agree with that so much. And I think that, you know, that it's such a Taeyong job to have something that he would just have so much fun with. I love that it seems like Jin was spoiling a little bit on that beach live, and like RM being like one of the main lyricists and producers, if he is active on social media, I think like, yeah, he would take the opportunity to get in on the action too with some spoilers. So one other thing about the crowns too, just randomly, is like, the fandom regularly refers to BTS as kings. Like, there's been so many times they do something where just like, kings, icons, legends, you know. And so like the idea of a crown on them is, you know, very fitting to us as fans.
I'm obsessed with it. Like, yeah. I might be a little disappointed if Crown is not somehow either the hit track or the name of the album or
right.
a part of the concept in some way.
It's got to be.
Because it's just the perfect symbol
yeah.
to go so many directions with that is so applicable to BTS's current story and state.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. Their past as well. We also need to talk about the crown in the Proof concept photos.
Yeah. We went back and watched the Proof concept photo short clips. And in that, you can see Namjoon has a crown that he is going to put on his head. None of the other members, I think, like, Hobie maybe has like a crown pin on his jacket. Jin might have like a crown on his necklace, but Namjoon has an actual crown that he's putting on his head. Mm-hmm. And there's also just like single shots of a crown being held in Namjoon's hand real close up. And then there's like a real close up shot of the crown too, just by itself. And I feel like this is particularly meaningful in the sense that Proof was their last all member anthology album where we got new songs before they went into military service. Mm-hmm. And so historically, their last album is going to be what hints the most at upcoming concepts and themes.
Right.
And so the fact that the very last album that we can say for sure, like you can argue that Map of the Soul 7 was like the last one that they really felt like RM had BTS in his hands and that it was planned out. But Proof being the anthology, that was the most recent release of all of them together. And so it makes sense that, yeah, they could be pulling some inspiration from Proof.
Yeah. And I feel like they were like
at their next album. Yeah,
exactly. They were like, well, we have these crowns. We didn't get to use them in the way that we wanted to right after Map of the Soul. Let's sneak them into Proof and hint at what we want to do with our next album after Chapter 2. I mean, in my mind, canonically now, this crown that he's holding that's shown in these concept photos and then this clip is like the crowns that jeweler remade for BTS.
Yeah, it could be.
This evolving concept that they wanted to continue to work with. I love that it shows up in Proof, and I do feel like it being in Proof is a major hint of it coming up again.
Yeah. Another thing that kind of stood out was Taeyang many months ago also posted on his Instagram this illustration of a young boy wearing a crown. And I don't really have any more information on that necessarily, but there's like little tiny soldiers following behind him. I don't know if it's just soldiers, but just other tiny figurines that are following him. Like a little boy has his toys with him as he's mm-hmm. marching on, which is also very fitting for Taeyang in terms of like inner child and some of his songs and the meaning in his songs for him to post yeah. something like this. But the crown is very standout. And the little boy also has like a cloak on him too. So he seems right. regal, like he's a prince leading all of his little toys with him.
And this is yeah. something that he posted a few months ago that he could have mm-hmm. or they could have already been thinking and discussing about this concept, like before they can go into arranging lyrics and demos and, you know, vocals or anything, they have to come uh-huh. up with like concepts. And, you know, if that was on his mind so many months ago, it could have been exactly yeah. like aligned with when they were discussing it. Yeah,
exactly. To continue on theorizing on what they're potentially going to talk about on this album, way back in one of our episodes, which I just love that we use our episodes as a point of research at this point in the podcast, because we're like, man, we got to go back to our Map of the Soul 7 episodes because we talked like,
what
about
did we say back then?
Theories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back in episode 108 titled We're On These Theories, we talked about how all of the members watched the On music video together and had a reaction and commentary on it, like a live reaction and commentary on the music video. And one of the things that stands out in that video is how at the end of On, it says No More Dream, and then it drops away to just say Dream. We talked a lot about how they had achieved their dream at that point, and now they have to kind of figure out how to keep dreaming on. And I just find it so, so fascinating, too, because in that reaction video, Namjoon makes a statement saying, oh, this is perfect that they dropped the No More and that it's just Dream, because Namjoon said this is our, oh, what did he say? Like our, like a turning point, or he said it.
Yeah, like something like their new beginning, because they were, you know, they were at that point at the end of their first 7 years and had completed that. A reset. There you go.
This is a reset. And so if they consider Map of the Soul 7 to be one of their last like official albums as a group, I could see them going back and figuring out where to pick up from or where they left off from and deciding on an album direction from there. So wondering if they're adapting what they had originally planned for after Map of the Soul 7.
Yeah, which I feel like to me it would make a lot of sense. Like, I loved B so, so much. I like B has a very special place in my heart, but we know that that wasn't part of their original concept and album plan. It wasn't supposed to follow Map of the Soul 7. And so there was some like lost concept that I think now that they have the time and the opportunity that they, you know, if they already had some lyrics that they were thinking of, or at least a really good concept that they loved back then, it may change and evolve now, but that doesn't mean that they can't like adapt what they had talked about or what they had planned for or hoped for. So
surely they had some kind of idea, concept, themes in mind. Yeah,
I think so. Something that I think a lot about is that in the concept, kind of what your questions that you're asking earlier about what this crown can represent, like they've been effectively gone for 5 years and they were at the top of the industry pre-COVID, like undisputed, like getting all of the awards, breaking all of the records, most popular group by far. And then, you know, having to enter military service, they were able to put out their Proof anthology. That was massive. But, you know, they haven't had as big of a presence since Map of the Soul 7. And not that they were feared in the industry or anything, but I feel they may have lost a certain amount of reverence in this time, maybe from their fellow artists. And I think definitely from fans over the years. There's definitely been fans that have come and gone since then. So when I think about the crown motif, I feel like we can understand the need to reclaim their spot on top with the crown motif. Like, we understand all of the challenges and burdens that they're facing as RM, you know, teased, such as they're coming back together after so much time apart. They also, like, feel the need to be true to themselves, have a healthy work-life balance so they don't get burnt out. They want to make music that they want to make, but they also have the burden of making fans happy and reestablishing themselves as forces in the industry, as a group worthy of that crown. And it's almost like when a rapper gets dissed on, or, you know, when someone tries to declare themselves as number one, you have to come back and reclaim your spot. And it's almost like I want them to adopt this crown motif as not only acknowledging the heavy burden of the crown, but also like acknowledging that they're like industry royalty and that they do deserve the crown and they've worked hard for the crown, and reestablishing we are insanely talented musicians, lyricists, producers, dancers, X, Y, and Z. They have the crown for a reason, you know. Yeah. That's what I really, really would love to see. And thinking about how incredible Map of the Soul 7 was, it makes me excited for this crown concept being a potential that they could jump off of that point that I feel like they left off on 5 years ago.
Yeah. I really love that sentiment because, yeah, I feel like they could really spiral down just feeling the burden and the weight of the expectations that comes with the crown, but kind of flipping it on its head, like you were saying, Killa, where, no, we earned the crown. We are leaders in this industry. We are so talented, and taking that confidence into this album.
Yeah.
And knowing that they can make a super successful album
yeah.
after military service. Yeah, I think there's a lot of fear because they haven't made music together in so long and a lot of time has passed. And yeah, you were kind of talking about like that certain amount of reverence that is maybe lost throughout the years because of the lack of music as a group.
Mm-hmm.
But to not let that stop them from knowing who they are,
yeah,
where they came from, and the foundation in which they've built as a group and being known as the best K-pop group.
And they've had to come from literally the bottom of the industry to get to where they are today, where they were, you know, in Map of the Soul 7 era. So they can definitely do it again. And it makes me think about that quote you brought up earlier from RM's interview about Indigo, where he talked about how he doesn't want to feel like the sadness of the burden of the crown. Instead, he wants to feel like empowered by it and like claim the responsibility of it and like love it. And that's what I'm hopeful that this next step can be.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, anyways, there's a lot of other little crown themes that we've noticed just through the years with BTS. Many of you know that Jungkook has a crown tattoo on his index fingers, which he got around Map of the Soul. And then Jimin's photofolio had a crown too that he wears. It's a really, really cute, colorful crown that has like smiley faces in it and like Be Mine candy heart Valentine candies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really cool looking piece of jewelry. But yeah, he's wearing a crown in that. We know that Jimin also, a part of his like old earbud set that he had, there's a crown on it too. Yoongi did a Weverse magazine interview where he's wearing a crown in that. We also know that Yoongi, hello Auguste Deshwata, he made himself a king,
literally
in his own
a
music
king
video.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just lots and lots of content around crowns. It's hard not to feel like that is a potential of where this album or potentially a single or just a theme in general for the upcoming albums could hold.
Yeah.
It seems pretty reputable at this point. But there's also some other theories going around. So there's theories that Hello could potentially be a title of one of the songs or the album just because of Jin saying hello over and over on the beach during that OT7 Weverse Live. Again, Taeyang is very much involved in this. So we again feel like ding, 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 like spoiler, because Taeyang's
what involved. If I just thought about this, what if, you know how they always used to do like an intro song and they would rotate on which members? I know Jin, most he had Epiphany pretty recently with Persona. However, what if Jin has the intro song for this album and it's called Hello?
Ooh, like that theory. That would be pretty
just
cool.
Because he's the one that was like primarily teasing that so much. But I love the idea
of
like,
what if it's a subunit song with Taejin?
Oh my God, I would freak out. I love the idea of it being, if it is a song, like early in the album, like a hello after all this time, you know, type of vibe.
It's a pretty perfect song title, I feel like, yeah. Home is also a concept that a lot of ARMYs are theorizing around just because each member came out of the military. And when they did, they in their lives talked a lot and just said the word home frequently. Mm-hmm. And so I think, yeah, like BTS is returning home. So I wouldn't be surprised. Like we already have a song by them titled Home, but I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes a lyric or a concept in part of their next album.
Home again, or like a home remix or something. Home part two.
Home
you know?
Part two, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Also, clocks are coming up. This year's Festa was a clock, and there's a map of the no, it's not a Map of the Soul era teaser. It is Bethany tweeted into the void to find this, but during Speak Yourself tour, the final tour stop, there was a VCR with BTS like kind of in the clouds, sky behind them, blue sky, and there's clocks like floating around them.
It's Yoongi and Jin.
Yeah, Yoongi and Jin specifically. So it just, I don't know, people are kind of mentioning maybe clocks. And I think that after all of this time, like incorporating the the concept of clocks or time would be fitting. It makes me think of Jungkook's My Time, you know, just kind of finding their time again. The banana peel guys, are we serious? Is there anything that okay, if you haven't seen the banana peel on Hobie's IG, it was on a treadmill with the comment like, who put this here? And people really latched onto it as if like that is some sort of teaser. What am I missing here? Because I saw that and I was like, that's nothing. Like, there's no way. I can't imagine them incorporating anything having to do with that. I don't know. Unless they're doing like a really sexy song about like, I don't know, being slippery. No clue. I don't know. I'm reaching. I'm really grasping at straws. And then for me personally, I am still feeling the HYYH theories. One, because they're doing the BTS movie week and they're starting with that era's tour. Mm-hmm. I think it is so exciting that they're doing that, and I think it is intentional that that's what they're starting with. The Beach Weavers live that they did was very much giving HYYH. Bethany and I just revisited the Yet to Come music video, which of course has representation from like all of their eras, but what is so standout is the HYYH eras, like the Spring Day Carousel. There's a lyric in Yet to Come when they are on the truck, the HYYH truck, where it says crowns and flowers, countless trophies, and then they talk about dreaming and hoping, going forward, going back to one, which continues the concept of RM saying that like after Map of the Soul 7, it's kind of their reset. The crown coming up in that lyric was so specific, and like that the HYYH truck in Yet to Come is just so prominent. They spend a whole verse there. Additionally, I still believe it would be a beautiful concept to revisit, like give us an HYYH part 3. They didn't get to do something to commemorate those eras, and that was part of their contract, their next 7-year contract, that there would be something for its 10-year anniversary that was earlier this year. So like,
we're still waiting for that.
We're still waiting. That's what I'm saying. That's so I still feel like it could be this.
I agree. Me too.
But anyways, always, always yearning for more theories. It felt so good yesterday to be diving into these theories together, Bethany. It's been so long.
It just brought me to be so engaged again and just excited about what's to come with the album.
Yeah.
And going back to these really deep cuts, like that VCR of Jin and Yoongi in the clouds with clocks. Like, that's where this research took me. And it just made me fall in love with all of the BTS content that exists and that's out there. And that there's still so much to be discovered, but it's all still connected. And it's just really fun to theorize.
Yeah.
As fans of what is yet to come. Sorry, that was cheesy, but yeah.
No, I love it so much. I want anyone who's listening to please go in the Spotify comments and tell us what your theories are right now. Have you been seeing these theories around? Like, did you pick up on any in RM's Weverse birthday live that we missed? Because I'm sure that we did. We just got really fixated on this one teaser. I'm sure there was more in there, but let us know what your theories are and what you think about our theories too. We'd love to chat with you. If you're not on Spotify, you can also get in our Instagram comments and let us know over there when we post the episode promo what you thought about the theories or what theories you have. As always, we are so grateful that you're here listening, and you can also find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.